old shoe.
Two.
Two shoes.
Two shoes. Two shoes in the meadow, two shoes by the stream. Immediately you think, so this place, after all, is frequently visited. This place, far from being secluded, is the destination of, oh, thousands, possibly. Thinking to escape the asphyxiating odor of the crowd, we fetch up precisely where the crowd itself is lapping, lapping like the lip of the sea. Rather worn shoes. She did not clean them often. Possibly never. Possibly from the day of their purchase, they were never clean. And sitting here, or lying here, her body recumbent for a lover, she chose, once they had fallen, not to step into them again, but went home barefoot. Or he, yes, he carried her in stocking feet through fields and over fences, strong, supremely strong, or if not strong, inspired. Yes, a frail man, inspired.
Or perhaps she's dead. Perhaps, if you explored the undergrowth, items of her clothing might be discovered. Her skirt on thorns, her pants in thistle, and protruding from the reeds, her beckoning hand. These unsecluded places make men murder, possibly because in failing to be paradise, they only make us horribly ashamed for seeking paradise at all the poverty of things. Oh, it mocks us, the trodden over, used up and soiled character of everything. It could produce a rage, a murderous rage. Cheap shoes, I notice. She wasn't wealthy. Or was wealthy. Was wealthy and preferred cheap shoes. Or did not so much prefer them as concluded that to buy shoes of a higher quality would neither satisfy her nor make much impression on others. A wealthy woman, but not stylish. A wealthy woman without friends. Or simply a poor woman, I don't know. Her shoe. Her empty shoes. Her empty and unclean shoes.
I'm in love with her. Painfully. And I came here to make love to you. I love her for her idleness. I love her precisely for the reason that she never cleaned her shoes. The very reason one might adopt a critical attitude towards her serves in my case too. And not only in my case, to arouse me. And then this gesture, this ecstatic gesture, tossing them to either side. You recollect they were some yards apart. The distance describes so eloquently her passion, her spontaneity. I think if they had been placed neatly and together, I should not feel so. And I don't require to know much more. I think if more of her belongings could be discovered lying, as you say, in reeds or thickets, still I shouldn't. No. No, that isn't true. I would. I would certainly try, of course. I would try, certainly. I'd. The world. It's all collisions. It's all encounters. It's all accidents. How terrible, I shall never see her. Never. Never. She left this beautiful suggestion, this equivalent of breath or perfume on a draft. The traces of a stranger, obviously. More perfect than the stranger is herself. I'm not stupid. I know. I know. Probably the shoe should be left to rot, rain-sodden, sun-bleached, and bitten by the nocturnal fox. Slowly the soil would swallow them. However,
don't take them home.
No?
Let them lie where she discarded them. Let others suffer as you have. let others writhe with curiosity.
I don't think I can do that.
It's what she wanted.
Is it?
Yes. Oh, yes. We all do that.
We all?
We all do that.
What?
Fling bits, drape bits, scatter relics, yes, we do.
You too?
All of us.
All of you? Knowing that passing men will certainly...
Knowing that, obviously. And how frustrated we would be if one like you, one more susceptible than others, seized the item for himself. Made himself sole possessor.
But that is what... Oh. Is that not the perfect act? She left the shoes for me. Her ignorance of my identity is the essence of... What do you discard? What do you drape? So. Ha. I never knew. Excellent. Oh, excellent. And were you traced? Were you discovered? His forensic passion abolishing your anonymity?
Catastrophe.
Yes, catastrophe. How vastly superior this is to the tedium of knowledge, and how immune we are to disappointment and the flat notes of familiarity. She is forever perfect to me. I'll keep one, and the other will fascinate another. Navy. She likes navy blue.
Or not.
Or not. Or not. Yeah. One of the reasons, possibly, for my encountering the shoes...
is her dislike of navy blue.
Exactly. You see, she is a mystery. She retains forever an incorruptible distinction, whereas you...
Oh, the world's all right. The world's all right.
Oh.
Shh. The world's all right.
Oh.